This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, June 24th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. The Supreme Court is headed toward the end of its current term. Among the recent rulings, Chamber of Commerce v. Brown, a case that was poised to force California businesses to either choose to do business with the state or choose to exercise their First Amendment rights. Cato Senior Fellow in Constitutional Studies Ilya Shapiro offers his thoughts.
So California passed a statute after fierce lobbying by the AFL-CIO that prohibits employers in California who receive state funds from speaking out about unionization activities. And when I say state funds, I mean anything from reimbursements for Medi-Cal, the state healthcare system, to payments for paving a road or building a school. So essentially, anybody that receives state funds in any measure is not allowed to speak out about these labor-related issues.
And we're not talking about subsidies necessarily, just conducting business with the state.
That's right. And the Ninth Circuit found that this was okay after a few decisions en banc. Eventually, the whole larger court decided that this was fine, both under labor law and under the First Amendment. They didn't have to reach the First Amendment issue, but they said that it was okay under the First Amendment as well. And the Supreme Court took this and last week decided by a vote of, it wasn't even close, by 7-2, that it was not okay. For the principle that Congress is supreme in the area of regulating labor relations, and there's a statute called the National Labor Relations Act, and Congress specifically has not regulated in this area, has left the area open, but at the same time, it's uncontroversial, long-standing Supreme Court precedent that in this, as in many other areas that are properly left to federal regulation, even where Congress doesn't regulate, that's a choice not to regulate, and no state can step in and use its own regulations there.
What type of case is this? How did the court come to its decision?
This is an important case, not just for California, because it's such a big economy in and of itself. And as I said, most of the plaintiffs here were healthcare providers who relied essentially 100% on their revenue. So this just means that there's freer speech for employers and indeed citizens in California. There's a whole other bunch of technical regulations that won't get into, but trust me, this is quite an onerous burden on employers who wanted to speak out on these issues. But broader than that, many states, I forget the number, I think it's up to 17 or so, have statutes that are in some process in their state legislatures that are similar to this one. So those are obviously now forestalled. So it definitely is a fortuitous result for free speech in the country. So Cato's brief really focused on this First Amendment issue that, as I said, the Ninth Circuit reached that the Supreme Court didn't get into because there's a rule of statutory interpretation or jurisprudence generally that if you can decide a case on a narrow statutory ground, you don't get into the constitutional issue. We said that there should be no that what the state does here is force the employer to choose between its First Amendment free speech rights and its right to be able to bid for state contracts and so forth. We still agree with this result because our first point was that it should be decided on the National Labor Relations Act grounds, on the statutory grounds, for the reasons that the petitioner said. And there's really two types of regulatory preemption, what's called involved here. Again, preemption is when Congress occupies the area of regulation so states can't get involved. The first one is that in the area of labor relations, when Congress regulates a certain type of program or institutes a certain type of scheme, the states can't get involved. The Supreme Court also did not decide that issue because there's one that's even more preeminent, and that's the finding that in 1976 the Supreme Court found that the Congress also left to a free market playing field, the area of unionization. Justice Stevens was very clear about that, and the language in the opinion was very good in upholding the breadth of free speech rights as a matter of national labor regulatory policy without even getting into the Constitution.
Ilya Shapiro is a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute. You can read the brief filed in Chamber of Commerce v. Brown at cato.org.